weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
Chris Farley from Norwell, New Zealand, in the hemp store up on K Road.
G'day. Hello.
How are you?
To each and everyone. I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Sorry, I zoned out already. No, I'm very good.
What's going on in the world of cannabis law reform? Because it is the year. It's the year that we get to vote on legalising for personal use, Chris.
It's all on. It's all on. Well, we know a date now, so that's the big news. But we'll come back to that in a minute. So, you know, with the announcement of the election date, that is the referendum date, 19 September. It's all on. So that's a couple of months earlier than what we thought. But I just want to briefly cover something that we didn't quite get a chance to last week. It happened, the afternoon of last week's show, and that's that... some news is broken, or supposed, not really broken, actually broken by an overseas website called MJ Biz Daily. And that is that New Zealand will regulate us here, will put in an amendment to our rules around vaporizers, and this will apparently be in time for the medical scheme coming into effect on April the 1st. So it will allow patients to access vaporizers, or at least allow doctors to prescribe more herbal forms of cannabis, knowing that there's a device available that people can vaporize that's a safe, tested medical device, a proper one. So that the one kind of catch is that it has to be a vaporizer that's approved by a regulatory authority overseas. So if that's true, it's kind of predicated on that nothing will be made here. It's all going to come from an import, which might not necessarily be true, right? But or if you made it here, you'd have to send it overseas to get approved and then send it back. So I'm sure that's just a technical thing, and that if that's the case, it'll get fixed. But the idea that that it's a potential blockage for doctors thinking, I'm not going to prescribe a herbal form of cannabis, which is what the vast majority of patients want. And in fact, a survey came out in America showing that it was well up towards something like 90%. I mean, it was just the vast majority of cannabis consumers, medical and adult use market, they wanted in these herbal forms. Well, that's how they prefer to have it. And so having vaporizers available that you know are tested is a very good thing.
What's the range of vaporizers like? Are they something which are approved and regulated overseas, or is it kind of cowboy?
Yeah. Well, there's only three at the moment, that turns out, and two are owned by Storz & Bickel, who are a Swiss company that was bought by Canopy, which is the biggest cannabis company in the world. So, and they're owned by a liquor brand, Constellation, which is Corona and that. So kind of, you know, there's their one. And they've got two, in fact.
From where you'd rather weed.
Well, you know, we just kind of need more, I guess. They're high end, and they might be out of reach of most patients, but they're certainly good devices.
So are these vaporizers vaporizing the plant or vaporizing the oil?
Those ones are, yes. This is the Volcano Medic, and there's another handheld Medic version, and so they're similar to their ones, which are already among the premium vapes of the world, and you know, have a good reputation for that, very much like the Rolls Royce, and they've upgraded them even further with particular parts and things to make sure that they qualify. And they've had them registered in Canada as medical devices, and so under this thing, if it comes through, then therefore your doctor can write you out a prescription, go down and get your medical cannabis and your medical vaporizer. So very good. I think it's a very positive sign, very very good step forward. The other big thing, though, what else do we have? We had another study come out as well, cannabis use associated with reduced opioid use in back pain. Of course, a lot of people have back pain, so that's another. Good to have some more studies behind that. And Mexico, just in the last week, this was a couple of days ago. So they've been talking for a while about legalizing cannabis there. It was because of a Supreme Court ruling forcing the government to do it, and so they've finally they've missed the deadline, but they've finally got them. So, you know, sort of whatever they've agreed on, the agreements they've made, and there's a bill going through or being introduced to allow people to possess up to 28 grams for personal use, cultivate 6 plants. And if that's not enough, you can apply for a license to possess up to 200 grams. You know, make your case on your license, I guess. And that's very good. And it has lots of social equity features in this draft bill as well. So that's also good to see that kind of concept is actually being adopted in a lot of states in America and being built into things like what's happening in Mexico. And in fact, the referendum bill, brings me to that, which is up, the draft version. It's not fully spelt out, but one of the things that isn't spelt out but is referred to is that the licensing, who we allocate the licenses to, how people get them, who's going to be allowed to be involved, what kind of capital you might have to have, or whether you're going to get actively helped to be involved or subsidised or whatever, potentially. These sort of things haven't been spelled out, but they have been referred to. It does say that, that the licensing will refer to these social equity principles yet to come. So that will all be out by April as well. And that's certainly something that, that we think, or I think personally, that that build the more of that, the better, that we really want legalisation to work for everyone. We want to not only have people that are in the illicit side be able to come over and not be locked out, and not have it just limited to people with many, many millions of dollars, you know, to be accessible for all sorts of people, to be involved at all sorts of levels, and really spread the benefits and keep those benefits here. Because if legalization is going to happen, you've got to benefit more people than it's strictly than are actually consumers, right? There's about 15% of New Zealanders are consumers of cannabis. That's about 600,000 people. That's you know, it's a huge number of people. But it's not the 70, 80% of people. You know, we don't want this referendum to be passed by 50.1% and be contentious and overruled next and tinkered with or have the politicians chicken out. It's got to pass by a sizable majority. So if you want legalization to be supported by that number of people, then you've really got to see that it benefits everyone.
Now, and, just quickly, Chris, you were saying obviously the referendum's in September with the general election, but it is being lumped in with a referendum on euthanasia, which would typically draw out fairly conservative people. Are you worried about this impacting the final result if conservative people are going to vote no on euthanasia? They'll probably vote no on cannabis law reform.
No, not necessarily. I think it's good on the one hand to have you know, referendums. They're very healthy for public debate and that. And I think that potentially the euthanasia one, that sort of person is voting anyway. It's not necessarily going to skew the vote. But I think with cannabis, what it will do, hopefully, if we can get it right, like as I say, if you can have a model that lets people in rural economies participate and lets people see, well, I can get a job doing that, or I can start up a little small farm-based business or a little cafe or whatever, if they can see that they can be involved, then that's going to make the thing more popular. That's going to get them voting as well, is where I was getting to. So what I think with cannabis is we're actually going to inspire people who don't normally vote, and I think it's going to, well, that's the hope, is that we're actually going to hopefully skew the vote in a more progressive way, and then give the government that comes in even more confidence to actually you know, do it all and do it well.
What's a reliable poll around at the moment so we know where the country's at? How do we know?
There hasn't been one done since the bill was announced.
Okay.
Right? The bill was announced in like November or whatever, or whenever it was, and there hasn't been a poll done since. Well, not one that's been released, or not one that I know of. So that would, you know, anyone in the media purchasing out there that wants to commission a poll, you know, that would be that would be pretty cool.
Now, Chris, there's typical apathy around, you know, political referendum and elections and that sort of stuff. Do you think that the cannabis law reform and the euthanasia law reform will bring more people out to vote in the general election?
I think so. It has overseas. I guess there's a danger of fatigue around it, or these sorts of things, but it makes the election more interesting. You're not just voting on the government, but you've got these other two things too that you know are actually going to affect not only yourself, but really the country. You know, they're both pretty important issues, or ones that will fundamentally shape our society. Yeah. So,
why do you think we need a referendum on cannabis law reform? Can't we just
forge ahead with it? They could do it other ways, right? I mean, in Mexico, that's the lawmakers doing it. In Illinois, which has got some really good social equity provisions around licensing among these really poor and oppressed black communities and things like that. And that was also lawmakers that did that. It wasn't a referendum. So it can be done, but it is what it is, right? There's no point kind of thinking, oh, they should have just done it. I mean, it is what it is. And we've got this referendum ahead of us. We've got to win it. We can win it. It's September 19. We've got to actually enroll and actually vote. That's a big thing. But I think bringing it forward from November is also good for turnout. It's good to have that date for a start, but you're not in kind of exam season or the kind of period when people are thinking about Christmas or whatever. So I think it'll be better for turnout in general, and it's going to be better for the referendum. We can do it.
Cool.
Nice one.
Anything else, Chris?
Speech over. Did you actually have any questions?
We asked a few questions along the way. We noticed we're starting to figure out when you're breathing now, and we can.
Yeah, you can get in there. Come on,
do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.